This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like, we're going to get it from Anthony Volpe, too. And I want to talk about Anthony Volpe for a second. But, like, the overreaction to Juan Soto that we're getting, like, I get it. He's 1-for-10 in this series. He's not been good as a New York Met yet. He hasn't. I'm not trying to couch it. I'm a big OPS guy. He's got 8 home runs. 20 RBIs is really down for him. I'll be the first to admit 20 RBIs at this point in the season is really low. He hasn't hit with runners in scoring position. But he's getting on base despite the .246 average. He's got an .822 OPS. It's not Juan Soto, who finished with what, a .980 last year for the New York Yankees. But may we all slump like that, is my point. May we all slump to .822 OPSs. Or may every one of our favorite players slump to .822 OPSs. He's struggling. There's something not right with him. I'm not seeing as much shuffling, but I don't think the Mets are, you know, in the midst of the worst 15-year decision they've ever made or that anyone's ever made in professional sports. And let me get to Anthony Volpe for a second, because I want to have this conversation about Anthony Volpe, because I got bombarded. Anthony Volpe had a miserable night, and if the Yankees had lost this game, Anthony Volpe would have been a major talking point. He would have been the guy who wore it, right? If the Mets would have rallied late or scratched across a run there with against Jonathan Loaisiga, and the Yankees would have lost this game. He had 2 at-bats with the bases loaded that were awful, right? He gets off of a walk to load the bases earlier in the game, and he swings at the first pitch and hits a light ground ball to shortstop. Now, I'm different than most. I don't hate the idea of swinging at the first pitch off a walk, especially with 2 outs. If you get a fastball in the zone, because, listen, they want to get ahead. After walking a guy, the last thing you want to do is nibble again. If they come right at you with a fastball down the middle, I don't hate swinging at it. I know people get so mad at swinging at the first pitch off a walk. I don't love it necessarily, but that might be the best pitch you get all at bat. I don't have as big a problem with as some, but he does swing at the first pitch and hits a light ground ball, and then his second at bat with the bases loaded, where they really pitched around Judge and then Bellinger. Didn't throw anything to Bellinger, right? They pitched around Judge with the unintentional walk. Then they pretty much pitch around Bellinger. And you get Volpe up again, hitting 5th in this lineup, which we're going to get to in a second. And if he would have just stood there, he would have walked 6 different times. He swung at every, like, he was ahead 3-0. Took a fastball strike, and then swung at everything. It was an awful at-bat. He swung at 3 or 4 balls and fouled off a bunch before finally striking out. He was the GOAT of this game. But this is my point. We can never just say, man, what a miserable night for this player. We always have to break it down into they're terrible and what a disaster, and it's the worst contract, and he's a bum, and it's this. Like, Anthony Volpe, because immediately, like, a bunch of people, Alan in New Hyde Park, who was there, who calls in every once in a while, he immediately comes running to me. You can't hit Volpe 5th. You can't hit Volpe 5th. A million people are tweeting at me, what is Volpe doing hitting fifth? He's a bum. He's an embarrassment. He's this. He's that. Anthony Volpe, heading into the game, had an OPS of 1,000. 1.000 against left-handed pitching. He's got an OPS of 1,000 against left-handed pitching. You got Goldschmidt leading off. They're going lefty-righty, lefty-righty. You got Goldschmidt. You got Judge. Give me another right-handed at-bat that you prefer over Anthony Volpe. Let's just start there with hitting fifth against left-handed pitching. And someone actually had the balls. And please call in. I'd love to hear from you at 888-808-1019. Someone had the balls to tell me DJ LeMahieu. 3 days ago, DJ LeMahieu was an embarrassment to the franchise that he was still a part of the team. It was an embarrassment that they didn't just cut his ass. What are we doing with DJ LeMahieu again? He hits one home run and a couple of base hits, and suddenly he needs to be higher in the lineup than Anthony Volpe against left-handed starting pitching when Anthony Volpe has 1,000 OPS? And let's be fair about Anthony Volpe. He has not Bobby Witt Jr. And yes, he was said sort of, I mean, I think people thought Bobby Witt Jr. was going to be better, but he was Bobby Witt Jr. was the second best prospect in baseball, and he was the sixth. He was right there in the conversation of Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, and he is nowhere near those players. I know Gunnar Henderson is part of a fledgling franchise right now as they lost again and got swept by the Nationals, fired their manager, the embarrassment that is the Baltimore Orioles. And he's having a down year and wasn't great in the second half of last year. But still, he's not Gunnar Henderson. He's not Bobby Witt Jr. We get that. He's got a 740 OPS overall. He is a top 10 offensive, not just overall, he is a top 10 offensive shortstop in the game. We know what he is defensively. Listen, he's made a couple of key errors. I'm not going to deny that. Even last year in the ninth inning, he particularly had some bad blunders that cost Clay Holmes a lot. He was terrible behind Clay Holmes, and he's had some key errors this season, no doubt. But we see him. If you watch him play defense every day, he is a very good, with a lot of range. His arm strength was supposed to be an issue. It's a non-issue. He's a very good defensive shortstop. And he's a top 10. He's not a world beater. He's not a superstar. He's not even an all-star. But I'll tell you right now, Anthony Volpe, if he is what he's been defensively and he has a 750 OPS, you know what that is? That's the starting shortstop of the New York Yankees for the next 10 years. That's what that is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.